Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary on a Monday.
Good morning. I know I'm back. You got to wait for the holidays so I can get off work, but then I'll definitely be here on Mondays.
Yes. It's the only day that starts with an M, so it's the only one you're allowed to be on.
I know. I know. It's really sad. Yeah. It's really sad.
It's unfortunately just the rules. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Liana should change her name and Puya needs to change his name.
They're lucky. They don't have a name that starts with the same letter as any day. Unless we look for holidays. They're only allowed.
Yeah.
All right. We are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And once again, kind of a slower day, though there are some showmance fans that may say otherwise. They have there was some freaking out going on Twitter.
Yeah, a little bit. And a lot of freaking out within the house of mostly from JC.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Haley's going to be super nervous all day long. She is still on the block. The veto has not been used yet, but nobody expects it to be used. So Haley's just going to be running around like a nervous. I don't know. What's a thing that's nervous?
A nervous Nelly. Is that a thing?
Yeah, a Nelly. She's going to be running around like a Nelly being all nervous. She's very concerned that she's going to be going home. So she's just she's going to be looking for reassurances all day. But most of those conversations are inconsequential.
Yeah. And I mean, even the ones where she's told that she's not the target, she doesn't seem to really. I don't know. I don't know if she doesn't believe it or if it's just not enough for her. So I don't know. I feel like if she knew that she didn't win the HOH at this point, there's not a whole lot she can do to cement herself. So she kind of needs to just accept that it's either her or Scotty. And, you know, what are you going to do?
Yep. JC talks to Scotty a little bit. Scotty thinks he's the pawn, but he's not sure. He's like, apparently that's what Fessy thought last week, and you know, we saw what happened to him, so I'm not that confident.
Well, because I mean, hey, if I were Haley, like, the thing is, I still think that Haley should be the one going. I think Haley should have been the one voted out last time, and she should be the one this time, so she should be nervous.
It's true. It's true. They also talk about Fessy and how he locked himself in a room and so on and so forth. JC also then talks to Tyler. He's wondering, should we tell Scotty? Should we tell Scotty that he's going to be the one that's going to leave? And Tyler's like, well, should we evict Scotty? Is that, are we still, should we be doing this? Of course. We got to get rid of Scotty. He's Scotty. Scotty's dangerous.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I'm not sure what Scotty has done in this game to make it seem like he's dangerous to the rest of the house guests, except for the fact that he's gone out and come back in. And I don't know. I would love to see Tyler pushing a little more for Haley to go, because I think that's he knows that's the person who's more directly after him.
You'd think so. But I guess you just never know with Scotty.
Gosh. Everyone's saying Haley's as nervous as a nun in a cucumber patch. There you go.
There it is. Man, if only I had Sam's skills, I'd be a much better podcaster. JC does say that it is worrisome that Haley is getting really close to Angela and Casey. You know, it seems like that could be trouble. Probably not, but like Casey's too smart to fall for that. But it is something to note.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, like with Bailey, the worst we're going to get is Casey being upset when she, you know, has to vote her out. I think this is more just good work on the girls for hopefully smoothing things over a little bit with Haley before they send her out.
Yes. Sam and Brett have a weird interaction, which is unsurprising. basically anytime I talk about Sam, it's because she had a weird conversation with someone.
Brett, I like that people are just kind of like calling her out now and like, I'm just confused, Sam. I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. She's like, Brett, are you mad at me? It's like, no. It's like, are you sure? It's like, I am totally blindsided by this conversation. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, well, you know, sometimes there are things in my head. Is this a thing in my head? It's like, I think so. I don't really know what you're talking about. So that could be an indication that maybe it's in your head. I don't know. She's like, okay. All right. No idea what this was about.
No, it seems to be possibly triggered by her, or at least she thinks it is triggered by her switching to the nicotine patch. But yeah, she keeps going on and on about, oh, I hope you guys don't think of me differently now that I'm not smoking anymore. And everyone's kind of like, it's fine. I think you're just in your head on this one.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it's, everyone knows that smoking makes you cool. And so I don't know if I'm cool anymore. I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. And she's saying, you know, she thinks that this might be in her imagination because she tends to make things 10 times worse when she imagines things that don't actually include her and don't actually happen, and kind of, I think she needs to just go with that, realize that it's definitely her imagination.
Yeah.
Except for when people are literally bad mouthing her and then she forgives them in like 10 seconds.
So. Right. Like, it's funny because like, the conversation where Sam knows that Brett said something bad about her is very quickly. Hey, please don't do that. I'm so sorry. All right, we're all good. Hug, hug, hug. But when it's Sam being Sam and she's like, have you been saying things about me? What's going on? Are you mad at me? What's happening? Then it's like, you can't, this is a deadly circumstance. You cannot get out of this one.
Yeah. Her imagination makes things worse than the things that are actually happening.
Yes.
But,
unsurprising. Tyler talks to Casey. He's getting annoyed of all the people trying to set themselves up with him. They're all coming at him with deals and plans. And he's like, look, I'm just going to be taking Casey to the end. Isn't that right, Casey? Like, why are they bothering with all this? Aren't they so dumb?
I think that this is probably one of those things that people say because he knows that inevitably someone is going to tell Casey like, oh, wait, mm-hmm. I have a final two with Tyler. You have a final two. And he just wants to cover all his bases and really cement to her. Plus, I still think that Casey probably is his legitimate final two, the one that he actually wants to go to the end with. So it kind of works in this scenario. Yeah, I think he's just covering his bases.
Yeah, I agree. It's again, one of those things. It's like, a lot of people are coming to me with things just in case you hear anything. I did tell you about it, basically. Casey does ask, does anyone try to make a final two with you? And he says, no, not directly. They beat around the bush. But he does say, I'm pretty sure Brett and JC have one because those two, they're like peas in a pod. They're always working schemes together. Did you see how much Brett was defending JC the other day? It was pretty sketchy.
Yeah, there are these two groupings. Everyone thinks that Casey and Angela are together really tight. And, you know, now he's starting to say this stuff about Brett and JC. I think Tyler just wants to get all the limelight off of him, have people looking at other pairings. And I mean, as far as I can tell, JC doesn't want to go to the end with Brett, but there's just so few people left in the house that if you hang out with anyone, you know, for any given point of time, they're going to think that you're locked in.
Yeah. I mean, everybody thinks that Casey and Angela are a tight pair. Everybody thinks that Brett and JC are a tight pair. And everyone thinks that Sam is out alone on an island. Little did they know, all of them are the tightest with Tyler, and none of them know.
I'm actually surprised we haven't gotten more on the show of the mashup edits of, you know, all I want is Tyler to win. All I want is Tyler, you know, like, because that would be a pretty fun supercut. I know we got a lot of that last year with Paul, so maybe they're just trying to not directly make it seem like Tyler is the same person, but shying away from that edit.
Yes. So they keep talking. He says the only way this week could go wrong is if those two bozos, Brett and JC, thought Haley was getting too close to Angela and Casey, since he just heard JC talking about that. He's like, well, that could derail things a little bit, but probably not. Casey in particular says she thinks Brett will still be loyal. Casey is a very trusting person.
Yeah, she is. And I think that she's been lucky that she doesn't really have to, let's see, because she hasn't been HOH, so she hasn't had to put anyone up. She hasn't had to really call outside, so she gets to play that person who's just friends with everyone. And, you know, we're constantly complimenting her social game, and I think it's because she hasn't had to backstab anyone. So she's trusting, but, you know, I think that she's actually... probably is right that she's relatively safe with Brett, just because if Brett and JC ever do try to target the Casey Angela thing, Angela's the one they would be targeting in that scenario. It's less so about getting rid of Casey and more about just separating the two of them.
Well, I mean, I think it's most like, I think if we looked at this game from Casey's eyes, it's been an incredibly straightforward game where she has been aligned with five other people, one of which she had a final two with. So her game has always just been be loyal to my alliance and then be more loyal to the final two in the final six. And then it's just been a matter of, you know, lying to the other side when she has to and just hanging around and waiting for the end.
Yeah,
which is an effective kind of game if your alliance is one of the most successful alliances in the history of the game.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder if we're going to look back, you know, on a rewatch or something and wonder if she played. It's not directly the same, but it's sort of similar to like how people were talking about Laurel on Survivor last season. I'm just thinking about like, should she have made a move? Should she have tried to break away? Because she has a ride to get to the end, but not as much to win. Okay, excluding all weird Faute voting things that could work in her favor in the end. But you know, in a general season, I don't think that she's done enough to put herself as the clear winner over too many of these other people. You know, maybe Sam, maybe Angela. It's kind of hard to tell. But in that case with Angela, I think people would still think that Angela was the better player. I don't know. What do you think would happen in a like weird Brett Casey final two?
I have no idea what's going to happen in any final two, to be honest. I feel like for as much as they're saying the jury is bashing Angela, I think Angela could still win this game. It's so hard to predict, but I feel like Casey probably won't win because I do feel like she'll win too many competitions and be seen as too good a player, and so the jury will want to not reward her. Thinking that maybe she was too good at the game because the jury wants to reward people that aren't good at the game. So that could be an issue for her. And so I really don't know. But I think that for sure she should not be. I mean, she wants to take Tyler to the final two. She should not want that. Tyler is probably the person that would be most difficult for her to beat. I think she has better odds to beat everybody other than Tyler. I think Brett would be an easier beat. He was mean in his goodbye messages. I think Angela obviously is an easier beat. You know, even somebody like JC, I think that Bailey would really be anti JC, given her attitude there. So, it's not a good plan to want to go to the end with Tyler.
Yeah. But you know, we say that it's just the tricky thing is still like the jury, for the most part, and even the people in the show or in the game, they don't, unless they get some sort of crazy moment where they're like, oh, Tyler was doing everything. I'm just still not convinced that that's necessarily going to happen unless he has an amazing, you know, final speech. And even in that case, you know, they only have so much time and I don't know how many decisions actually get changed right then. But, you know, if he ends up getting there to the end with someone like, I don't know, because Brett's a good talker. So he may be able to sway votes to his side. If people really think that Angela was running the game over him and they want to vote for the better player, I think Tyler has like almost a 100% chance of getting to the end, you know, unless someone takes him out at the final three. But I just don't know if the jury is really going to see him as the person who's playing the best just based on what they've been thinking. Because like even the people who are in his alliance, he's like tricked the people in his alliance to thinking that they're running it. So, you know, I just don't know, like if you were told right at the end of the day, oh, hey, you actually weren't running anything, it was me the whole time, would you just decide to go with that? Or I mean, I think people like him, so they could vote for him in terms of likability. But I don't think we need to look at it as like the jury thinking that he's the far better player, because I just don't think they see him that way.
I just have such a hard time thinking that's actually going to happen, because when like three of the, you know, eight people who are going to be at the jury roundtable are like, yeah, I had a final two with Tyler. Did you have a final? Oh, you had a final two with Tyler too. Oh, and JC, you had a final two with Tyler as well. Wow. None of us knew this. Brett, what was Tyler? Oh, Tyler was doing all of this from the beginning. With level six and all of this stuff, and not to mention the fact that I think that Tyler has good enough relationships with people that if they're getting sent out by somebody who is not him, that he could be in their ear like, all right, so when you go to jury, make sure you let them know about this and about this. I have such a hard time believing that I think that the only way that the jury might not recognize what Tyler is doing is if the Faute people are so dumb that they don't believe it when they're being told. But
is that so shocking that that might happen?
No, that might happen, but that's not what people are talking about. People are saying like they're not going to know about it. I think they 100% will know about it. I think some of them might not believe it because they're dumb, but I think this information is going to get out there, and I think for the most part they're going to have to see again when almost half the jury is like, I had a final two with Tyler. We'd been playing from the start. Tyler was always loyal to me. Wait a minute. Loyal to you? No, he was loyal to me. I had a final two with me. That at that point, they're going to recognize.
I think they'll realize that. Yeah,
the same thing happened with Derek. Derek never told anybody about his game. They all figured it out in jury when they were like, wait, you were working with Derek? Oh, and you were working with Derek? Oh, Derek has been playing us all. What a surprise.
It's going to depend on the goodbye messages and how much he can really sell it. I don't know. I still worry that some people like JC, even when they hear about it, are not going to believe that the, you know, lifeguard surfer bro that they, you know, were playing this whole game with was actually as smart as they're, you know, as people are trying to tell them to be. It really just depends. Or they just might not want to believe it. Even if it makes sense, they might still want to boost their own ego. So I don't know. This is just a really unpredictable jury. So I'm just not sure what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, I do think it's an unpredictable jury, but I think that people do like Tyler and they want to give him credit. So I think that like in the jury, if people are giving him credit, then they'll be inclined to believe it. And I think that I honestly think that that the problem is the reverse, that people are going to find out how well Tyler's been playing the game and the Faute members are going to find that distasteful and decide to not vote for him because they're trying to vote for the worst player. I genuinely think that's a much greater concern than the concern of like, will they not realize what Tyler's been doing?
But you can't have it both ways. You can't say they'll realize Tyler was the better player and they're trying to vote for the worst player. And
that is what I'm saying.
He's the worst player.
I'm saying I don't think they're going to think he's the worst player. I think they're going to think Tyler. I think they're going to find out Tyler was the best player, but they're also going to try and vote for the worst player. I think the concern is reverse. I think it would be better for Tyler if they didn't realize that he was the better player.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's very, given everything Scotty's been saying, I think that's the genuinely the greater concern. And we've seen people do that in the jury house more often than we've seen them not recognize actual gameplay. Like I said, there's only one example in Big Brother North American history where the jury did not recognize the gameplay of somebody playing the game. And again, that was for very specific reasons that I think do not apply to Tyler. But I do think that he has to worry about them trying to give the win to somebody who they feel like deserves it less for the sake of making their mark on the show.
Which is a
thing that Tyler would have to worry about. Casey and Tyler do talk about how dangerous Brett has been with the studying. Brett is very good with the studying, but luckily for them, they feel like they don't think that he realizes how much he's helping them by studying with them. But it's definitely something they have to watch out for. He's going to be a tricky one to beat in the end, because of course, in Casey's mind, it's going to be the four level six members. So at that point, they're going to have to beat Brett. I don't know if Tyler plans on taking Brett all the way to Final Four, but for this reason in particular, but they're definitely Tyler's been planting a lot of Brett seeds with Casey, and I think they're taking root a little bit.
Have we gotten any confirmation whether or not Brett's studying is accurate or not?
I don't know. I was told once that he has some days wrong, but I feel like I've only ever heard it once. They all think that Brett's, I mean, if Brett has days wrong, I think that everyone else has days wrong too. He studies with them all the time. So I'm inclined to believe that Brett has a massive advantage in most mental competitions at this point, because he's been studying the most, and any information that anyone else gets would probably come from him. I think that he's probably going to be able to win a lot of these.
Yeah. Well, I hope we get to see, him get to that point and hope this studying pays off at least. But I'm not the people that I want to see get to the end. I don't really see the path where all of the great players get to the end. Or I don't know, great players, not really what I mean, but like all of the flashy players, that would be more fun to see. Just because, a Tyler, Casey, Sam, or Tyler, Casey, Angela final three is just not as thrilling to me as it could be. I'd like to at least have some spice.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Tyler thinks that Brett would plan on taking Angela to the end. And this is starting to be more commonly known in the house that Angela, the jury house has apparently been trash talking Angela a lot. And so Tyler's saying, I feel like Brett might want to take Angela to the end because the jury hates her. She's the only person the jury hates more than Brett.
Yeah. Yeah. And according to JC, the jury hates Brett, but they hate the people who voted them out more.
Yeah.
But they still hate Brett.
Well, because Scotty had a conversation with Tyler and Brett where Brett was like, "So, Scotty, who does the jury house hate the most?" And Scotty was like, "Angela." He's like, "Who do they hate second most?" He's like, "It's probably a tie between you and Tyler." So it's like, this should be, Tyler was in on that conversation. This should be like flashing lights. Take Angela to the end. Take Angela to the end. Don't take Casey. The jury house hates you more than Casey. But who knows? We haven't gotten an update from Tyler on his final two preferences since he found out all of this information. He's still talking to Casey like he plans on taking her. But if I changed my mind about taking Casey to the final two, I would not change how I spoke to Casey, because I wouldn't want her to realize that.
Yeah, and I don't know how much Tyler has been really thinking about the information that everyone's gotten from Scotty, and if that changes his plan a lot or not. Have we seen a direct conversation between Tyler and Scotty about this at all?
Scotty I don't think, you know, he told one-on-one, but he told Brett and Tyler, the jury house hates Angela the most, then they hate you two the most, the second most. And Haley, when Haley was talking to Tyler, she'll also say, like, Scotty has been telling me about how much they hate Angela. So it's like, the information is all out there.
I wonder if it's the kind of thing where Scotty just feels like he has information and that he will somehow get some goodwill from people just because he has it, or he knows he's going home, so he might as well try to, you know, share everything that he knows, because it's definitely, it's not, nothing he's saying is helping them. He needs to be saying, yeah, the jury hates me the most. You should take me to the end.
Well, so Scotty explained his reasoning. I talked yesterday. I don't understand why Scotty is doing this. I don't understand why he would make it up. It makes no sense. It makes it much harder for him. He finally explained his reasoning to Haley later in the day, and we'll talk about this conversation in more detail later. But he told Haley the reason he's saying all of this, or like telling people this, which is he told Haley it's the truth. But the reason he's explaining the truth to people is that he feels like no, this is great, because basically, if they want to win the game, they can't evict one of us, because if they send both of us to jury, then we control the votes. We'll have the majority. We'll have 5-4 and we'll choose the winner. And so they have to take one of us to the final two. And that way there'll only be 4 votes, and then they can have the other 5 and win the game, which is like the most absurd thing in the world. Of course they're not going to take somebody with 4 guaranteed locked votes and then hope that they can get every single other one. That's crazy. Why would you ever think that's the case, Scotty?
And because it would be a big move. No one would ever see it coming.
And you just know that he's going to be going to jury being like, oh, those dummies, what a mistake they made sending all of us to jury, knowing that there'd be 5 votes against them instead of 4. Oh, what a dumb move. They deserve to lose the game. Like, come on. That's so ridiculous. And he's making it so much harder for him and Haley, because they, like, you know, Haley might have had a sliver of a chance in this game, because a lot of people hadn't been talking about how much of a jury threat she was. But with Scotty coming in and doing this, like, there's no chance ever that they are getting to the end. Nobody is ever going to take the risk of letting Haley or Scotty get to the end, knowing that there are 4 locked jury votes for them. It's just never going to happen.
If Scotty had won this past HOH, who do you think he would have put up?
I think he would have gone after Angela. I think he would have tried to do Angela and maybe JC. And then he probably would have ended up accidentally taking out JC.
Well.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I would have liked the alternate timeline where something could have potentially happened between these people. But I know, you know, you would have liked the alternate timeline where there was no battle back. And we actually would have gotten the Brett and JC trying to take out Angela thing.
Yeah, and that's still in play. JC and Brett are going to talk later in the night about, they should still be taking that shot soon. It's still something that they have to do. Especially with some events later. We'll get to it. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right. So, Tyler does say one last thing to Casey about Brett. He says, Brett could be dangerous in the final two because, he survived a lot of things and he could easily take credit for all of that, making it seem like he was the mastermind. And, even though we were the ones that were keeping him safe and he did nothing to save himself, it could look very good for him and he could take a lot of credit for things. So that's something that we need to watch out for. So Tyler planting a lot of anti-Brett seeds with Casey, going to make sure that that Brett can't get in on his Casey loyalty. It's all Tyler's.
Yeah, Tyler just needs to make sure that he is the closest with every person, and that no one can be closer than to each other than with him. They all want to take him to the end.
Yeah. Haley and Tyler have a conversation. Haley says, should I be freaking out? Because I've totally been, this is me adding on to her. She asks, should I be freaking out? And I'm saying she's totally been freaking out regardless of whether or not she should be freaking out. She's asking, should I be freaking out? Tyler says, no, you shouldn't be freaking out. You're fine. Don't worry about it. She said, you asked me to talk to you after the veto. It's after the veto. So what's happening? And Tyler's like, don't worry about it. We're all good. Basically you realize why I couldn't tell you anything before, right? Like, things were not locked in yet. And, I didn't want anything to get back to Scotty because you're very close to Scotty and he might win the veto. And so, now I can tell you, you don't have to worry. Everything's fine. Scotty is obviously the bigger target here. We're all good.
Yeah. And, he also tells her not to tell Scotty that he's the target, because then that could be bad for her, which I think is another just sort of covering his bases of if they do decide to switch it to Haley, he could be like, well, I think you let it slip to Scotty, so things had to change.
Yeah. It's not beneficial for you to leave. Haley wants Tyler to feel like he's her person. She needs a person. He needs a person. They should be working together. They should be a pair. Haley and Tyler. He has nobody. She has nobody. It's a perfect match. She doesn't want him to be used by other people and then thrown away. So Tyler working on his final two of the remaining house guests. She does ask about the celebrating thing. When she caught level 6 celebrating together, Tyler plays it off like, oh yeah, it was weird and I didn't understand it. Remember, Tyler wasn't actually celebrating with them when they got caught. Tyler was kind of like standing with them, but not actually doing any celebrating. So he was kind of able to play it off like, oh yeah, I was confused about what was happening. She apparently had just told, Brett that Sam was going to go up on the block or I don't know what it was. Haley also lets Tyler know again, apparently the jurors have been trash talking Angela all week. I don't know why they're saying this. To the person who may be in a showmance with Angela, the jury hates her so much. That's all I've been hearing. Duh, jury hates Angela so much.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if they were like, oh, America hates them or, hates Angela, we're assuming that America hates Angela so that they would hope that he wouldn't want to be in a showmance with her and wouldn't want to take her anywhere. But yeah, like Tyler doesn't care what the jury does or does not think, and if like you're saying, if anything, that's just more of a reason to take her to the end.
Yeah. He's just going to keep reassuring her. You're good this week. You're not going to be leaving. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. She's like, okay. Okay. Have nots are picked. Much to JC's chagrin, it is the first three people that fell off of the HOH competition. So, JC, Scotty, and Sam are going to be have nots for the week. And then right after that, they're going to get some alcohol and JC's going to be really, really annoyed. They got alcohol the night before, but they didn't see it. They never went into the storage room, so they just didn't get it. So I guess they just got it tonight instead. But JC is like, this is all a plot. They made me a have not, then they give you alcohol. They're trying to screw me.
So was that the excuse Tyler was using, or was that official from production, the first three people were going to get it?
That was from production, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's great.
Yes. So this is going to have actual ramifications here as well, because, Angela and Tyler are obviously not have-nots. That means they can both be drinking some alcohol and not be alone in and not be separated into different rooms. Meanwhile, JC, the biggest blocker, is going to be shoved away in the have-not room. So that's going
convenient.
To make yes, going to make for yeah. some interesting situations in just a bit. But first, Haley and Scotty have to talk a bit. Scotty is asking Haley about all of her final two deals. You had a final two with me, Fessy, Rockstar, Bailey. Why'd you have all these final twos, Haley? And she's like, what are you talking about? I didn't have final twos. I never had any official final twos. Stop it, Scotty. He tells her all about Angela and Brett's goodbye messages. He says he knows Angela's goodbye message word for word. He can repeat it to her. He also says, oh yeah, I was told that was the pawn this week. Were you not told that? I was told that was the pawn this week. And Haley's like, oh, that sucks. Haley's
just so many ups and downs for Haley.
She just finally got enough reassurance of hearing people talk to her all day long about how she's not the target. She is safe. And then Scotty has to go and say, no, I was told I was the pawn. And now she freaks out. I think she had a little bit of wine. She starts crying alone. Very, very like sobbing. Like she just wants to leave the house. She can't take it.
Yeah. I think that, you know, Scotty, if he was better at this, he would, even if he thought he was the pawn, he would be using this time to bond with Haley and get some things going in that direction. But he's no Fessy, so he can't figure it out.
Yeah, this is Scotty trying to court her. Just making her cry.
It makes it hard to really root for Haley when she's constantly just crying over these things. Not like that's, you know, I would probably be crying too if I was just constantly being put on the block and felt like, you know, that you're in a losing situation. Except she put herself in this situation multiple times.
Mm.
So.
Yes, Casey does try to, again, reassure her. Like, you are not going home. Do not worry. Scotty doesn't know what he's talking about. Scotty doesn't know. It's too late at this point. Haley is, she's going to feel bad, I think, for most of the week here.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So finally, we do get Tyler and Angela who get to drink a little bit, be up in the HOH room. And JC and Brett eventually have to leave, have to stop the blockage. And Tyler and Angela going to cuddle up in the HOH room. They're finally going to spend a night together. As JC stands down downstairs, like looking upwards, like the whole night, like, I know what you're doing up there. Here we go. To all of the Tangela people who were freaking out last night. Tyler and Angela finally have kissed.
Woo!
Yeah. This is my life.
Y'all are a bunch of creepy people watching these cuddle sessions.
Yeah. There you go. You know, make all your tribute videos and such. but there you go. They finally consummated their relationship with some kisses. Mm-hmm. JC is not happy about it. He literally was getting up in the middle of the night, going to check like Angela's bed to see if she had come back downstairs. JC's not happy. He talks to Brett about it. Like, man, if they actually get in a showmance here, that's not good. This is just encouraging them even more to take a shot at Angela, of course, not at Tyler. They talk some more about, you know, next week we've got to do this. Angela and Casey, they're too tight. We know Haley hates Sam. They're not going to work together. This is only lighting the fire even more that JC and Brett need to take this shot at Angela. That said, I feel like Brett was willing to take the shot last week, But like after the battle back happened and like all of this and like he told Tyler about it, I think Brett is not willing to take the shot himself. He says he would love for Sam to do it or for somebody else or Haley to do it. But I don't think that Brett is willing to win HOH and target one of his level six members. But if JC did it or if Sam did it or if Haley did it, my hands are clean. Uh-oh. Oh, well, guess Angela's going home. He would be happy about it. But it is something that, you know, it's something to look out for next week. The tides could turn here a little bit against Angela.
Yeah. And for Brett, especially, he doesn't, I don't think that he needs to worry about like throwing, like he should throw HOH. I don't think anyone is coming after him, you know, this week. I think that, you know, even if, yeah, if Haley, the worst thing that could happen would be that he wouldn't actually be able to get someone to get Haley out. And instead Sam or Haley would take a shot. I mean, not Haley, Angela out, that instead Haley and Sam could take shots at each other. You know, I don't really see a way that Brett goes home if he like throws the HOH next week.
What I think Brett should be doing is getting close. He should be spending all week getting close to Haley. And then he should try to win HOH next week, and he should take the shot against Angela next week. And then tell at that point out level six, say, I've been working with these people all season long. They were planning on getting you out, Haley. You know, to a certain degree, I think, you know, you tell JC, you know, like we need to stick together. You know, I think that at that point he would have, enough allies. I think that Sam still probably wouldn't go after Brett, that he could maybe survive the next week. And then if he survives the next week, then he could, maybe make some kind of push toward the end. He needs to do something. And
but I wonder if that's 1 week too soon. I mean, it's tricky because, okay, so if he did that and then said, you know, Brett, Haley, and JC, so that's the three of them, and if they were able, I'm just trying to think if they would have the numbers to take out Angela. They would have to put up like Angela and Casey or something,
right?
And hope that Sam would vote for them. Yeah, you know, it could work. It could work that week. I would say either next week or somehow hope that, yeah, but they need Haley's vote. So you're right. They can't let her go home.
Right. The reason why I think he needs to do it before Haley leaves is because Haley is such an endgame threat with all the jury votes she has, not to mention the fact that she is still halfway decent in a lot of these competitions. So if he waits until Haley is already gone and then takes a shot, then he has, I think, like, let's say they wait, Haley's gone. Now it's the final six. It's four level six people plus Sam and JC, and Brett takes a shot at Angela and Angela goes home. Now I think it's Tyler, Casey, JC, and Sam in the final five, all against Brett.
Right.
And all of them would target Brett. Brett would not be able to win HOH, and he would have to win the veto. Then he would have to stay alive at final four, and he would have to win the competition at final three. I think he has to win out from that point on. Whereas if he takes the shot with Haley still in the game, Haley still remains a target and can be used as a potential ally if she's able to win any competitions to help him out. Also, I think like JC wouldn't turn on him yet at that point, because JC would still want Haley out first. And JC might even want Sam out first. There's still a lot of room to play there. Obviously, it would be ideal if Brett didn't have to win the HOH and somebody else took the shot for him. But I do think he needs Haley in this game. The other plan is stay loyal to level six and then try to win out. I think that Tyler would probably take the shot at Brett at final six or final five. So he would need to, again, win out from either final six or final five, probably. But that's not impossible. You know, it's unlikely.
I think it's close. I think it's six of one, half dozen of the other in terms of his shot at getting to the end with either of those. Obviously one is much more exciting to watch, and has the potential to mix things up more. I think the biggest issue would be, say they try to do this plan, try to get Angela out next week. And then if the power just flips to the Tyler Casey side for, you know, multiple weeks in a row, that would be the way that he would probably be, you know, maybe Haley would be in front of him, but I think he would still go out at like 5 if that scenario happened.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of either way, he needs to keep winning.
Right. He, yeah, for sure. Either way, he needs to, and, you know, another thing about it is that, if he does manage to take a shot at Angela earlier on, that's another person that he doesn't have to beat in these competitions, who would be very good at them. So, I mean, like I said, I think it's a tough road for Brett either way, but I do think that it is beneficial for the shot to be taken. Obviously, I think he's correct in hoping that somebody else does it for him, but if he does win the HOH, and then spends it getting Haley out, I think that's a mistake for Brett, because then he can't win the HOH the next week. He's vulnerable, and he's looking at, three people, Angela, Tyler, and Casey, who will probably be in charge of what's going to happen. And they're going to be looking at the game board thinking, okay, we have Sam, JC, and Brett. Who's more dangerous here? And even if he's lucky to survive that round, I think he's going to run out of runway here pretty soon. So he needs to do something, and we'll have to see where that goes.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky either way.
Yeah. So there you go. JC, very, very mad about the Angela Tyler situation. We can see where that comes from, or where that goes. We can see where the JC Brett betrayal is going to go as well as we head into next week. We've got some interesting things that we're starting to rev the engines back up after we had to go through getting out the same, essentially the same person again. But we're getting there. We're getting back to where we could have been without this battle back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, it's mostly just to build in the potential of a double elimination. So.
Mm. Yes, which should probably be the week after next, I imagine.
Okay, yeah. Coming up.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Mary?
No, I was trying to think if the double elimination would benefit or hurt the whole Brett plan in that case, because he could, if you know, the less amount of time people have to think about it, I guess the better chance he could get some bigger threats out really quickly. It's tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would help or hurt him.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Mary is at Frail Mary.
Woo.
Yes. We may do some social strategy Mondays today. So make sure you follow me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong on Twitch. It's also linked on my Twitter page. And I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And there will also be a roundtable tomorrow night. So make sure you check that one out. And then Wednesday, we'll recap the Wednesday episode. Thursday, we'll do the same for the Thursday episode. So lots of fun stuff heading your way. Thank you again for joining us. I will see you next time.
Bye.